with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. An erratic tropical storm is bringing strong winds and flooding to parts of the Caribbean.
Tropical storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the Caribbean, dumping rain and causing damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Forecasters warn it's expected to strengthen. Jamie Rome is deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Up to 20 inches of rain.
Haiti's Civil Protection Agency said two people were killed in a landslide already in Port-au-Prince, and an elderly man was killed by a falling tree. Authorities opened shelters, closed schools, and have been making preparations. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness spoke at a storm briefing in Kingston.
The likely impact would be the rain event, and that would mean flooding, landslides.
I'm Jennifer King.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he'll pull the anti-tariff ad that prompted President Trump to end trade talks with Canada.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says after talking with Prime Minister Carney, he's decided to pause the advertising campaign effective Monday so trade talks can resume. President Trump had announced earlier he was ending all trade talks with Canada because of that TV ad sponsored by Ontario that used the words of former President Ronald Reagan to criticize U.S. tariffs. Ford says the commercials will continue to run this weekend, including during the first World Series games between the Toronto Blue Jays and Los Angeles Dodgers. Bob Agner reporting.
No National Guard troops expected to be deployed in Portland for at least a couple of days after a temporary federal appeals court decision yesterday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C. is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has expressed shock over the arrests of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier in gambling-related charges. Speaking yesterday during an Amazon Prime Video's first broadcast, he says he was deeply disturbed by the indictments. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a letter received by Congress.
It comes from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and has been signed by more than 100 other pro-life organizations. The letter calls on Republican lawmakers to stop taxpayer-funded abortions from being granted via Obamacare. As Susan B. Anthony puts it, quote, "The more Washington funds abortions, the more unborn children lose their lives. This pro-life Congress must not extend the Obama-Biden legacy of taxpayer-funded abortion." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a male weightlifter who wants to compete against women. The court found that the USA Powerlifting's policy barring J.C. Cooper from competing in its women's division is discriminatory under the Minnesota Human Rights Act. However, the justices sent part of the case back to a lower court to determine whether USA Powerlifting has a legitimate business purpose for excluding Cooper. This is SRN News. Target stores have begun layoffs.
A company spokesperson says about 1,000 employees are expected to receive layoff notices next week. Target plans to eliminate another 800 vacant jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of the company's global corporate workforce. Target says the layoffs will allow it to accelerate initiatives to rebuild its customer base. The retailer has lost ground in recent years to Walmart and Amazon. Target has reported flat or declining sales in 9 of the past 11 quarters. I'm Mike Hempen.
J.P. Morgan Chase wants to stop paying millions in legal fees for two convicted fraudsters. The bank said in a court filing yesterday that Charlie Javis and Javier Bamar have racked up an astronomical $115 million legal bill. The bank said it shouldn't have to pay and that its agreement should shoulder the costs should end. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.